Okay, from the toll of opioid addiction to pain relief. In the minds of many people, these drugs remain the champions for relieving the worst pain. But a new study shows that when it comes to chronic pain, opioids actually work no better than non-opioid drugs. Alex Smith of member station KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri, reports.
A few years ago, Renee Molden's doctors told her they wanted to take her off her opioid pills.
I was mad. I'll be honest. I was mad. I was frustrated.
Molden of Kansas City is 40 and struggles with chronic pain due to fibromyalgia, bulging discs, and degenerative disc disease. Her doctors were concerned about her potentially taking hydrocodone for the rest of her life, but she says the three pills she took each day seemed to be the only way she could make it through work, go shopping, even fix dinner.
It felt like they were taking a part of my life away from me.
For many people with chronic or long-term pain, opioids can seem like the difference between a full life or one lived in agony. But until now, the best opioid drug trials lasted only 6 weeks or less, says researcher Aaron Krebs.
From those studies, we knew that opioids can improve pain a little bit more than a placebo or sugar pill in the short term. But that's all we knew.
Krebs is with the Minneapolis Veterans Administration Healthcare System and the University of Minnesota. She's the author of a new report published in the Journal of the American Medical Association comparing opioids and non-opioids for chronic pain management. The study involved 240 veterans with chronic back or osteoarthritis pain. Half were given opioids and half were given non-opioid painkillers like acetaminophen. Doctors and patients knew what group they were in, says Krebs.
We found at the beginning of the study that patients who were enrolled really thought that opioids were far more effective than non-opioid medications.
But after a year, the non-opioid group reported their pain was slightly less severe than the opioid group. The study didn't explore why, but Krebs has a theory. Opioid tolerance.
Within a few weeks or months of taking an opioid on a daily basis, your body gets used to that level of opioid, and you need more and more to get the same level of effect.
The opioid patients also had worse side effects, like constipation, fatigue, and nausea. Opioids also carry the risk of addiction and overdose.
The bottom line, in terms of the message for people who have chronic back pain or arthritis pain, is just that you shouldn't start opioids. For most people, they just have extra risk and no extra benefit compared with non-opioid medications.
Have you been doing meditation, hypnosis, any biofeedback lately?
Yeah, I do meditation almost every day.
The study's findings ring true for Dr. Mohammed Farhan. He's the head of a pain clinic in Kansas City that doesn't prescribe opioids, and he says he meets patients every day with problems like back pain who've reached the end of the line with the drugs.
Most of the time what I see is that they are taking high doses of opioids and they're in bed all the time or sleeping and still in pain.
He tries to help his patients taper off opioids slowly and use alternative drugs and therapies. Renee Molden says it's been hard to leave hydrocodone behind, but she's working at it.
I know if I can just get through that day, there are good days and there's bad days, and you just kind of have to make it through the bad days.
But even on the worst days, Molden feels good that she's facing her pain without opioids. For NPR News, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, KCUR, and Kaiser Health News. Well, we would like to hear the questions you have about opioids and long-term pain.
We asked for your questions on social media earlier today, and some of you already responded. Cindy Rosa asked for more details about people building up tolerance to opioids over time.
Ryan McMillan wrote that his mother has been taking hydrocodone for back pain for 5 years. He's wondering what long-term health effects she should look out for.
Another question came from a woman whose partner takes 2 to 3 Percocets a day for pain. She's just not sure if she should be concerned.
Well, what questions do you have about this study, or in general about opioids and long-term pain? Record your question as a voice memo, and you can email it to us. We're at talktous@npr.org. That's talktous, no spaces, at npr.org. We're going to be putting some of your questions to a medical professional later this week.